Good morning, a Monday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, as Donald Trump's historic second impeachment trial is set to open tomorrow, with a sense of urgency, Democrats want to hold the former president accountable for the violent U.S. Capitol siege, and Republicans want it over as fast as possible. The Times this morning says the prosecutors plan to deliver a fast-paced, video-heavy presentation to confront Republicans with the fury they felt around the riot on January 6th. Meanwhile, a new poll, an ABC News Ipsos Knowledge Panel poll, 56% of Americans say he should be convicted and barred from holding office again, and 43% say he should not be.
You know what's interesting about that, David, is that the 56% is pretty close to where President Biden's popularity is right now. You know, once somebody loses power, they don't have the same ability to call the shots that they did. And Trump certainly has lost power. And let's remember that Trump has never been anywhere near 50% or over 50%. His numbers have remained in the 40s and lower at some points, and therefore he's extremely unpopular. The problem is the senators who are going to vote, and they need some mid-teens vote to win this thing, the senators who are going to vote are in red states, and the polls are still showing the Republican voters, by and large, en masse, as they say, are sticking with Trump. And so anybody who opposes Trump is going to end up being primaried. Trump has made that quite clear. So they don't want to lose their seats. They are spineless, gutless, unprincipled people. And if they vote no, history will record them as being supportive of a president who was really leading this country into totalitarianism, fascism, and would have had he won a second term. We can discuss all the reasons he didn't win a second term, including the COVID leadership, which seems to be preeminent. But whatever it is, he lost, and he lost quite badly.
So assuming that he does not get convicted, that the votes aren't there, that it's not going to happen, and he's still a private citizen, is the only way that would satisfy the majority of having him barred from office be if conviction arrives in New York?
Well, that's not the only way. The only way is that people won't elect him again. I mean, his numbers keep going down, not up. And here's the thing. It's well worth having this trial because the American people have to see and hear his words again and again. Now, is there a streak in the American people which is don't bother me, or some of the American people, I should say, don't bother me. Don't tell me to wear a mask before a Super Bowl gathering, even though I know I could die as a result of that. Don't tell me to wash my hands or to do any of these things because I'm not going to do it because I don't believe it. Why don't you believe it? Well, I don't know. Here's the point. We know that we are in deep trouble in this country. We know that the AstraZeneca solution turns out not to help any of the variants in the virus itself. And there are some people who are, I don't know how to put this kindly, but stupid. I mean, can you imagine risking your life by not wearing a mask and going out into the streets when you know well what's going to happen to you? Unbelievable.
Well, and a lot of that in places like Fox News and OAN, these places that spread disinformation. And we saw that now lawsuits are taking the lead in the fight against it. From the New York Times, we saw Lou Dobbs on Friday, whose show on Fox Business was canceled, one of several Fox anchors named in a defamation suit filed by the election technology company Dominion Voting Systems. They've also targeted Rudy Giuliani, Jeanine Pirro, and others because of their falsehoods.
Well, David, how in the world can each of the people who are following these silly assertions look in a mirror and say, I know what I'm doing? They cannot, and so they don't. They just do what they want to do, even though, like lemmings, they are walking to the edge of the cliff and jumping over. It's more than a body can really rationally understand. But the problem, of course, is that they're not only dealing with themselves, but they are infecting others, too. That's why we have this crisis. And I just can't say enough about our failure as a society to have people think and follow science. And that has a lot to do with Trump. And Trump, of course, had a lot of people fooled. They thought he was a knowledgeable guy who understood what he was talking about. And, of course, he didn't give a damn about anybody.
Very interesting article in the Times over the weekend, Alan. I'm Chuck Schumer, cozying up to AOC and that left wing of the party. AOC in the article said that while she wasn't necessarily going to run against Chuck Schumer, she liked that the threat of that run was out there, and it detailed a number of progressive and more moderate lawmakers talking about how Chuck Schumer is realizing that he needs to make big, bold moves now to satisfy the left of the party so he's not primaried.
Hey, I've been talking about this for a long time, as you know, David. The Schumer people have been calling me concerned from the very beginning that I said when he was minority leader that he wasn't doing enough. And I like Chuck Schumer, don't get me wrong. And I don't think AOC could beat him in a primary. Nevertheless, he's not taking any chances. He's doing what he has to do to firm up his left wing. And he's doing that by making the kind of pronouncements that he ought to be making. But it's still not enough. If he's going to be the leader of the evenly split Democrats over the evenly split Republicans, he's got to come out really fiery and do what he has to do. This is not a time to look over your glasses and speak in a professorial tone.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Thanks for spreading your knowledge.
And David, thank you for everything you're doing. And most of all, thanks a week later to all those people who made this historic fund drive and who did everything in their power to make sure we're going to be here. Because believe me, what's going to be coming next, David, is going to be an attempted Trump resurgence. We know it after he is apparently going to be acquitted by the spineless Republicans. And you better believe this is a time that they're going to do everything they can to re-up this president.
We'll be here to cover it all.
Yes.